welcome you back here, Coach, real quick. I know you were just starting into the girls' stats a while ago with senior recognition started, so going to go back to that real quick.
All right, as we look back at that individual scoring, first of all, for the Volunteers, Mia Lindsay had 12 points. Ramal Billingsley finished with 9. Mariah Brock had 8. And with 6 points each, we had India Glenn and Bailey James having one of her good nights. And then Ashante Smith in her senior night game had 4, and Zykeria Heflin finished with 3. And looking at Mumford, only 15 points scored in the game for them, but they had Lauren Brewster and Kasten Latham, Brooklyn Presley with 4 points each. So Faith Jacobs with 3, and then Ashlyn Bishop and Skylar Hanley had 2 each to round out the Mumford scoring. But a good night, a good way to end the regular season for the Volunteers with a 48-15 win over this team from Mumford here tonight. And so now the Volunteers will get ready. Coach Bishop get his team ready for the area tournament, which comes up this next week.
Well, we're going to take a break, get ready for the boys' game. Looks like we're about 6 minutes away from the opening tip as the Volunteers are hosting the Mumford Lions here in basketball at Central High School of Clay County.
Legal troubles got you down? Whether it's a DUI, a divorce, juvenile matters, real estate closings, civil lawsuits, or estate planning, the Law Office of Tyler Sims brings experience, compassion, and results to your legal battles, helping you navigate life's toughest challenges. Phone 256-396-2182 or online at sims.law. The Law Office of Tyler Sims, the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
In business since 2012, Poultry South specializes in helping buy or sell poultry farms. The Poultry South team understands the unique needs of their customers, and PoultrySouth.com is now the go-to web portal for poultry farms for sale in Alabama, Georgia, and throughout the Southeast. The website is PoultrySouth.com. The Poultry South team at Southeastern Land Group is proud to support local radio on Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
The following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Coosa Valley Orthopedics Tip-Off Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9. This is Rusty Tyler, Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Heron, and Heath Bone. It's Heath Strouds in here with us, helping us with the stream here tonight. Coach, we look into this game. We had to change books, so we don't have the book and the exact score. But looking back at that first game of the season, Volunteer boys, it was a close game late. The Volunteer boys end up stretching it out and getting a big victory there. But following this Mumford Lion team, they've been playing very good. I think it was earlier in the week or the end of last week they picked up a big win over a very good Ohatchee team. And they have a winning record and played some very competitive teams. So we're expecting this to be a really good matchup for the Volunteers leading into the area tournament.
Well, you're right. And, you know, looking back at that first game, they kept it interesting for the better part of 3 quarters. And then the Volunteers slowly pulled away late in that game to pick up that win. But they have played better lately. Don't know exactly how they stand in their area, but I'm sure they're one of the top 2 teams that will be competing in their area tournament next week. But
they're in that area tournament they're in a tough area with Hanley, Talladega, and Anniston.
Yeah, that's a pretty strong area.
And I think they ended up being the 4th seed, But the last time around, they played, what I was told, is I think they played all their air opponents to five points or less. Well, and those are all very good teams.
Yeah, and, you know, looking at some of their personnel, I know B.J. Anderson, a very good player for them, and Lathan Stevens, two of the leaders on this team. So they've got some talent. The coaching has really come on down the stretch, and I look for a good game here tonight.
I do, too. We're going to take a quick break. Looks like we're about 2 minutes away. They'll get to start and line up, so we'll take a few minutes and get ready for the tip right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. We're live from Central High School of Clay County.
A good coach will tell you that defense wins championships. When it comes to flu season, a good defense can help keep the flu from invading your home. The drugstore now features grab-and-go flu defense kits with essential flu meds and supplies. Have a college student in your home? These are perfect for taking back to school. The phone number to the drugstore is 256-354-3784, located next to the Clay County Hospital, where your health is their main concern. The drugstore, proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
Hey, Vols fans, you know, Classic Country 90.9 is a non-commercial radio station, which means we can't air regular advertising that contains calls to action or language suggesting you should purchase something. Meaning, we have to state more facts rather than use a lot of adjectives and verbs to convey messages. Even what you're hearing right now isn't considered an advertisement. It's a message. And this message is clear. Toyota of Sylacauga, work the drive and they'll prove it. We can say that because it's their tagline. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Sarah Honda, Nissan, and Ford of Sylacauga, located on Highway 280 in Sylacauga, serve Clay, Tallapoosa, Talladega, and Coosa counties, as well as the entire Coosa Valley. The dealerships provide a range of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, including Honda, Nissan, and Ford models, backed by the Sarah Promise. The Sarah Promise includes a commitment to quality service and a lifetime powertrain warranty on vehicles. Sarah Honda, Nissan, and Ford of Sylacauga. Inventory and information about the Sarah Promise online at Sarah280.com.
Legal troubles got you down? Whether it's a DUI, a divorce, juvenile matters, real estate closings, civil lawsuits, or estate planning, the Law Office of Tyler Sims brings experience, compassion, and results to your legal battles, helping you navigate life's toughest challenges. Phone 256-396-2182 or online at sims.law. The Law Office of Tyler Sims, the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Clay Central Basketball on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Presented by First Bank of Alabama, Alta Point Health, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Central Alabama Community College, Radio Alabama Sports, and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Sponsored by Frank's Point of View, First State Bank, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Don's Pawn and Jewelry, Integrity Cabinets, Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Sassy's Convenience Store, Honey's Cafe, Poultry South, Blair's Family Farm and Market, Atkinson Homes, Penhody Experience Foundation, Hill Auto Sales, First Capital Insurance, Matthews Meat Market, Buddy's Sports Country, Clay County Economic Development Council, Piggly Wiggly of Ashland and Lineville, Highway 9 Tire, Farmhouse and Company, and Ashland Auto Parts. Now, here's color analyst Coach Jerry Weems and the voice of Clay Central High School Athletics, Rusty Taylor.
We welcome you back here, Coach. We missed an important play. Is right off the bat, we get the dunk on the alley-oop. Calvin Simmons connected between Soap Gibbons and Calvin Simmons.
Yeah, a little set play that we've seen many times, and the execution was perfect on it that time.
Simmons goes high above the rim and gets it. There's Simmons almost with a block put back there for number 32. That is Caden Mosley, and we're knotted at 7:13 to go here, or 7:13 left in the opening period. Down to Cherry on the left elbow. Out to Soap Gibbons. He'll fire up the three, and he drains it on senior night, Coach. Maybe there's something to these seniors getting hot from three-point land.
Yeah, the girls did it as well early, and the Volunteers attacking a zone defense and now in a man-to-man defense on the other end.
Joshua Smith over to Shaw. Ball stolen away by Soap Gibbons. Gibbons back up the side right in front of the scorer's table. He'll dribble it back to the middle of the floor. Pass all the way over to the corner. Zion Ewell saves it. Back to Soap Gibbons. He'll fire up another three. That one's back rim. And it hit that strap again.
Yeah, if it bounces up high, it's going to hit that strap. And to me, when it bounces out high, there's too much air in the ball. They need to let some air out of it.
6:33 to go here. Mumford lines with a basketball. That's B.J. Anderson bringing it up the floor, guarded by Soap Gibbons. He brings it across the timeline. Gibbons pokes it away. Gibbons steals it away and lays it up and in.
Good steal by Gibbons, and then he was uncontested, carrying it on in for the lay-in.
Balls lead 7-2. Gibbons with 5 of the 7 here. Having trouble getting it inbound, and they finally do. They get it out to number 21, Joshua Smith. He's guarded by Kevin Cherry. Smith dribbles down, drives to the basket, dishes down. Good look, shot don't go for number 32, Caden Mosley. And he goes out of bounds, last touch by a Volunteer.
Yeah, Mosley having a good opportunity there, but Calvin Simmons and Kevin Cherry had him surrounded, and he couldn't get off a good look at it.
Balls lead 7-2, 5:53 to go here, opening period to get it in to B.J. Anderson. Anderson dribble, picks up his dribble, looking to get rid of it. He gets it kicked out here to number 2, Kyler Shaw. Shaw's, and there's another steal. That's 3 steals for Soap Gibbons. Gibbons with a good, strong move to the basket. And there's Coach Short's. Or not short. Coach Easy going to call a timeout here. Ball's up by 7, 9-2. We'll take this Poultry South timeout with them right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Caring people to support and assist those who are living with mental illness. If you're passionate about helping others, want to join a growing healthcare company, and are ready to love what you do, then AltaPoint Health is looking for you. Visit altapoint.org to apply.
First quarter action is brought to you by Don's Pawn and Jewelry.
We went back here to Clay now. Then I talk coaching if a coughing and there is Coach Easy gets some instruction given here, and they get the ball inbounded to Caden Mosley. And they may have thrown it away, but going back and getting it is Kyler Shaw.
Well, the man-to-man pressure is really bothering the Mumford team. The ball's right now playing man-to-man full court, trying to get all their defenders involved into the game, and they're doing a good job of it.
Shaw with the basketball, dishes it down to Mosley on the left elbow. Back out to Stevens. Stevens drives. Stevens, good pump fake, but missed the layup.
Yeah, Stevens got down into the lane and got that shot off, but missed it.
There's Caden Glenn's shot. A little bit too much time, and he gave Shaw time to come back and block that shot.
Kyler Shaw had a good angle to come across on that and swatted it up against the wall.
There's a ball inbounded to Caden Glenn. Glenn back to Soap Gibbons. Gibbons dishes it down there, and that's going to be thrown away, which might as well let it go.
Yeah, Calvin had trouble locating somebody and let the ball go, and it sailed into the backcourt all the way to the end line.
Well, the lines collapsed on him. They had 3 on him right there, and he was a little – he's got to kind of feel that and get rid of it a little quicker. They get the ball inbounded to Caden Mosley. Mosley back over to Stevens. Stevens dishes it off there to Joshua Smith. His shot is long, doesn't hit anything, and Zion Newell on the backside rebound. Ewell back up to Soap Gibbons, top of the key, over to Caden Glenn. This open look, front rim, no good. Rebound to Kyler Shaw and the Lions.
Caden left that shot way short, and easy rebound for the Lions.
That's B.J. Anderson, I should say, bringing the ball up the floor. He picks up his dribble over the ball bench. Back out to Joshua Smith. Back to Anderson, and they'll reset. Anderson backs it back out towards midcourt. He's guarded by Zy Newell. Anderson looking to drive on Newell, and he does. Shot no good. Simmons gets a rebound back out to Newell. Newell's on the run. And not tried to be too pretty with that pass. There's a ball stolen away. They look to go full game. And that length and jumping ability there by Simmons goes up and picks that pass off.
Yeah, Simmons was lagging back on that play and fortunately was there to steal that pass.
Cherry with that good left-handed jump shot, Coach, from about 8 feet, and it falls.
Right now the Lions struggling getting the ball into offensive position.
B.J. Anderson with the basketball. Balls lead 11-2, 3:33 to go opening quarter. That's B.J. Anderson with the basketball. Over to Caden Mosley. Mosley over to Shaw. Shaw three-pointer, no good, but Anderson with a rebound. His put back no good, number 32. Mosley's put back no good, but right now the Lions beating us heavily on the board. And there again, they missed a shot, and Anderson this time gets us to go, and he's going to be fouled. But, Coach, that was like five offensive rebounds right there for the
on one trip.
And Coach Steve Giddens across the way, not very pleased with that effort on the board.
Caden Glenn ends up with a foul. B.J. Anderson with a putback on that field shot, and he'll be at the line now for the foul line for a free throw.
Looking to cut into that lead. Balls lead 11-4, 3:09 to go here.
Calvin Castleberry checked in for Mumford during that dead ball.
That one way short. But because of that, they get the rebound. Yeah, Markel Johnson.
Easy rebound because it deflected back out to almost midcourt.
Barely hit front rim, Coach, on the free throw. There's a ball deflected and stolen away. Whetstone comes out with it. Back up to Taylor Boyd, back over to Soap Gibbons. Gibbons dribbles back out top of the key. Over to Taylor Boyd on the left wing. Back over to Braxton Young, back to Boyd. Boyd finds Cherry cutting through the lane. His jumper's no good.
Yeah, he went right into that soft spot on the 2-3 and received the pass. Missed the shot, though.
Anderson passes up to Hunter Moore. Moore back to B.J. Anderson. Balls lead 11-4. Anderson dribbles over the right side, guarded by Braxton Young. Anderson's jumper, short, no good. Rebound and put back is good by number 15, Calvin Castleberry. And Coach Josh Giddens not happy with the effort for the Volunteers. And they're going to take a Poultry South timeout. As they take this timeout, we'll take it with them right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Buddy Sports Country is a proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network. Buddy Sports Country is your local dealer of Benelli, Browning, and Glock Farms. They add more selection and new products almost daily inside the huge showroom. They even feature some used firearms as well. Buddy's also offers a full stock of ammo, plus they have a wide range of fishing supplies. Open 8 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday. Buddy Sports Country, located on Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, where sales tax is only 6%.
The Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network is powered by Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. The best power, internet, and propane are at your fingertips. Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Online at CoosaValleyEC.com.
Come back, LaDamian Boyd. Jumper's no good, and Damari Whetstone could not handle the rebound.
Well, Rusty, right now we've already used two timeouts trying to get this offensive rebound and Mumford doing under control.
There's a drive to the basket by Stevens. It's up no good. Gibbons on the rebound.
Stevens threw up a wild shot that time. Gibbons. Mumford increasing their defensive
intensity. Open look here
intensity.
For Taylor Boyd, and Boyd shot just a little long. Good look from the right wing, but couldn't get it to go. 1:25 to go, opening quarter. There, up to Stevens. Stevens' jumper, left elbow's good. Lead down to three, 11-8. These Lions fighting back hard.
And I was mentioning they've been really increased their defensive intensity.
We get coming out on the perimeter. Boyd inside, back out to Gibbons. Gibbons shot, no good, but Whetstone with a rebound. Whetstone is going to be tied up and get jump ball. That's a good job there by number 12. That's Lathan Stevens.
Yeah, Lathan got in there, and Whetstone was about to follow that up with a shot, but Stevens tied him up. Volunteers sticking with their full court man-to-man pressure.
Stevens looking to get the ball inbounded. And he gets it all the way up to number 15, Calvin Castleberry. He'll kick it back to number 22, Markel Johnson, and that's who will bring it up the floor. Back to B.J. Anderson. Anderson guarded by Taylor Boyd. Anderson over to Lathan Stevens. And the ball is poked away, and they're going to say it's last touch by Taylor Boyd.
Yeah, Stevens was about to go into a move on Boyd before he knocked that one away.
Ball's inbounded to B.J. Anderson. 40 seconds to go. Ball's lead by 3, 11-8. Anderson guarded by Braxton Young. Out to number 4 right there, Hunter Moore. His shot no good. Long rebound, LaDamian Boyd. Braxton Young up to 4:25 seconds. Over to Taylor Boyd in the corner. He looks down to Trendon Glenn. Back to Taylor Boyd. Couldn't handle it. Fight for the basketball. Stevens has got it. Over to Anderson. Mumford on the other, going the other way, and they're going to call a foul on the floor by on number 5. Actually, number 2.
Or is it 21?
21. Now.
21. Trendon Glenn.
Trendon Glenn will be called for the foul. 11 seconds to go. Only the second foul has been called so far, and 11 seconds to go here. They get the ball inbound to Lathan Stevens. 9 seconds. Stevens shot. No good. Rebound Taylor Boyd. 5 seconds. Boyd taking his time looking to take the final shot. And he really should have took too much time. Had to take a long three here, and that's where we'll end up. 11-8. Ball's lead moving into the second quarter right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. We'll take a quick break and come back. Recap the first period and get ready for the second on Classic Country 90.9.
Marble City Urology in Sylacauga offers specialized care in urological health. Marble City Urology features a range of services aimed at addressing various conditions and concerns. Staffed by Dr. Lansing Patterson and his professional team, Marble City Urology focuses on delivering comprehensive patient care. As a part of Coosa Valley Medical Center's health network, it contributes to the community's overall health services. Additional details are available online at cvhealth.net.
Don's Pawn and Jewelry in Ashland is a trusted local pawn shop with years of experience serving Clay County residents and beyond. The shop has items including jewelry, electronics, tools, guns, and more. With a reputation for reliability, Don's Pawn and Jewelry has a secure and friendly environment. Conveniently located on Court Square in Ashland, the shop is a well-known spot in the community for quality goods and trusted service. 256-354-2727. 256-354-2727.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Integrity Cabinets. Integrity's promise is to always conduct business with integrity. Integrity Cabinets on Highway 49 in Lineville.
We come back. Soap Gibbons drains a three, Coach. Go over the stats Coach Herring's compiled for.
Well, the rebound in Mumford led 11-7, based primarily on their work on their offensive glass. And the turnovers fairly even. We had 4, they had 5. So we've got to get to work on the glass, no question about it.
We're going to get a foul away from the basketball.
Did you see who it was on?
I think they called it on Kevin Cherry. Anderson gets the ball, 3-pointer, no good. That was by number 23. That was Camden Truss. Balls get the rebound, Soap Gibbons, and we're back up the floor quickly. Gibbons will slow it down now. Balls lead 14-8, 7:08 to go in the first half.
Mumford still in a zone. They employed a 1-3-1 last trip. Now they're back in a 2-3.
There's another alley-oop, and Simmons missed that dunk.
Yeah, they tried that from the opposite side that they did the first time, and it didn't work out as good. The angle on the pass wasn't good on that one.
It looked like he had it for a minute there. Shaw Shaw's shot's blocked, but they're going to call Simmons for a foul.
Calvin picking up his first foul of the evening. B.J. Anderson really attacking the rim here the last few trips.
6:41 to go, looking to cut into this six-point ball lead, and he does on the first free throw. And he makes them both. Lead down to four, 14 to 10. Soap Gibbons brings it up across the timeline. Over to Caden Glenn on the left wing. Glenn back over to Zion Newell. Over to Soap Gibbons, top of the key. All the way over to Kevin Cherry in the left corner. Simmons finds himself, gets it the ball, but he didn't realize he's got himself behind the goal. Open three-point look for Mumford. Rebound, Kevin Cherry.
Ball's doing a better job holding them to one shot per trip.
Zion Ewell's shot, no good. Loose ball. So Gibbons is fouled. I think that's going to go on number 15. I do believe Calvin Kesselberry. And it does. Sopa goes to the line shooting two, looking to extend this four-point lead.
First foul of this game called against Mumford.
Soap makes the first. Soap starting out pretty good here for the Volunteers tonight.
Already in double figures with 11 points.
It's good to see Soap. And he's that type of player, Coach, when you get to the playoffs and in the area tournament, that'll step his game up.
Yeah, the biggest games is where he plays the best.
Gibbons misses that one. Cherry gets a rebound. Open three-point look for Soap Gibbons, and he drains that one. So that was a four-point exchange on this end of the floor. Ball's up by eight. 18-10. Gibbons almost gets a steal but deflects it up against the wall.
Yeah, Mumford's going to have to do some screening to get on the inbound. I mean, it's just man-to-man. All you got to do is screen and roll.
And get the ball in to Anderson. Looking to trap Anderson over in the corner. Showing a little trap on that possession in the backcourt. They get it down to Lathan Stevens. He's guarded by Kevin Cherry. Back up to Shaw. Shaw will fire up the three-pointer. It's no good. Soap Gibbons on the rebound.
Having trouble finding his shot here tonight.
Well, we keep them shooting out there. We got a much better shot to get some of these rebounds. There was a shot forced up by Gibbons and just hit the backboard.
Yeah, he hit that one off the side of the, over on one side of the backboard.
Ball's up by 8, 18-10. Cross court over to 23, Camden Truss. Truss's three-pointer, no good. Fight for the rebound. And it is won by Caden Mosley, and he lays it up and in.
Yet another offensive rebound for a basket for Mumford.
Ball's on top by 6, 18-12, 4:55 to go first half. Down to Cherry on the right elbow. He gets it back out to Newell. Newell swings it around all the way to Caden Glenn. Glenn way long on that shot. Glenn struggling to find his shot.
Well, the Vols are going with their perimeter game because of the zone defense and kind of sporadic right now.
There's Stevens. Stevens goes to the basket, and Simmons thought he had a clean block. Coach Giddens thinks he did too, Coach Josh Giddens, but he's going to be called for the foul.
Well, it looked like from this point of view that that Simmons had a good block, but he's putting Stevens at the line here for two free throws.
First free throw bounces around and falls in for Stevens.
That one bounced all around the rim before it fell through.
Coach, I do remember one thing about the first game. Stevens struggled from a free throw line.
He did.
And it was a big key for the Vols to keep their lead because he went to the free throw line a lot and just really struggled, which was surprising because he's a really good shooter. He misses a second. Cherry comes down with the basketball.
Well, you can see why he struggles. That ball had no arc whatsoever.
Cherry knocked to the floor on the three-pointer. No foul called. I didn't really see it. I just saw Cherry end up on the floor. They get it down to number 21. That's Smith. Smith's drive to the basket. Tough shot, but makes it go.
Joshua Smith showing some athleticism.
18-5, Vol lead down to three. Gibbons walks it up the floor. Back over to Caden Glenn, over to Gibbons. Gibbons over to Glenn, left wing back to Gibbons, over to Newell. Newell back to Gibbons, top of the key. Gibbons over to, right now we're just.
I'll say one thing, you know, this is one of the more active 2-3 zones I've seen. They really cover some ground. They close out well.
And we throw it away. Stevens goes, picks off the pass. Coach, we've been talking about how much we've heard they improved, and it's pretty obvious out here watching them. There's a good pass dish down to Hunter Moore, and that now the ball lead that was 8 down to 1.
Yeah, their zone defense is very good.
Back out to Gibbons. Gibbons gets it over to Zion Newell. Newell penetrates that zone. Runner no good. Fight for the rebound. It's deflected out of bounds, and it'll stay with the ball. They just signaled.
He signaled the other way, and now it's going to be volunteer ball. Little confusion there on whose ball it was.
Yeah, I think he started to signal one way and then changed his mind. Over to Taylor Boyd. And we throw it away.
I'm telling you, they're playing some defense. They're taking away the soft spot in the middle and turning it into a complete perimeter game here.
And there's a full length. They hit him in stride, and he can't make the layup. Kind of a circus shot there for number 21, Joshua Smith. He had made one, but he couldn't make that one go, Coach. Open look for Taylor Boyd. It rims out no good. Everybody's just watching. Nobody going after the rebound for the Volunteers. And the Lions are going to make us pay, get one shot and go sit back down. Go the other end. There's a ball. That would have been backcourt.
That was backcourt, and they didn't catch it.
Well, Coach, we dove and touched it. We shouldn't have went and got it.
But when it hit the floor, it was backcourt.
But it's got to be touched in backcourt.
Yeah, and we gave them an opportunity there.
Yeah. Yeah, but we end up with a basketball, but we lose the timeout to save the possession. As they take this Poultry South timeout, we'll take it with them right here on Classic Country 90.9.
A good coach will tell you that defense wins championships. When it comes to flu season, a good defense can help keep the flu from invading your home. The drugstore now features grab-and-go flu defense kits with essential flu meds and supplies. Have a college student in your home? These are perfect for taking back to school. The phone number to the drugstore is 256-354-3784. Located next to the Clay County Hospital, where your health is their main concern. The drugstore, proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
As we come back, Soap Gibbons long three no good. We get it back out to Braxton Young, his three no good. And the rebound goes to the Lions, number 22, Markell Johnson.
Whetstone gathered in that rebound to give Braxton Young his three-point shot.
B.J. Anderson guarded by Kevin Cherry. Ball's lead by one. Ball down to Caden Mosley on the elbow. Mosley drives to the basket and lays it up and in. And the Lions have their first lead of the night, 19-8. Yeah,
Mosley just powered his way to the rim on that possession.
So Gibbons with the basketball. Gibbons over to Taylor Boyd. Taylor down to Kevin Cherry, and he loses the ball, but he's going to be a foul call. They're going to call that on the floor, but he was going up for the shot. I don't know how you call it on the floor.
Well, I guess it was on Kevin 22, rather.
I don't know how that's not a shot. Over to Soap Gibbons down to Whetstone. Whetstone, good move, but didn't make the shot. Good spin move, front of the basket, and just could not get it to go.
Yeah, he faked right, stepped left, put it up, and missed the entire rim.
It's too strong. 1:15 to go first half. Lions lead. B.J. Anderson shot no good, but he gets his own rebound. Kicks it out to 21 Smith. Smith a dribble back out. He'll hand it off to Johnson. Johnson drives. And that's going to call an offensive foul there on number 21. Joshua Smith.
Yeah, that was a tough call that went against Smith there. Actually, I think that was on 22.
Maybe it was, number 22, Markell Johnson. Under a minute, Braxton Young brings it up. Ball's trailed by one, 19-18. Taylor Boyd gets it over to Gibbons. Gibbons been the big part of the offense for sure tonight, over half of it. And he throws it away, but Braxton Young steals it back. And I think Braxton thought it was going to be backcourt, but it wasn't.
Well,
they had stolen the basketball.
He was actually trying to throw it to LaDamian, and LaDamian was not looking at it.
But I don't know why he was worried about throwing it while he was in the air.
I can't answer that.
Right here he is. You want me to ask him?
Well, you should have. Now he's leaving.
He was right here at the table.
Yeah, you could have got a quote from him.
Oh. B.J. Anderson.
Man, that's a good move right there.
By number 21, Joshua Smith. And the Lions are up by three.
Laid it in with his left hand. They're killing us in the paint right now.
Over to Braxton Young. Open look here for Taylor Boyd. He takes his time and misses it. Young with a rebound. Over in the left corner. Back to Taylor Boyd. Up to Soap Gibbons. 7 seconds. Soap drives and he's fouled. I kind of agree with that one being on the floor.
That's going to be the third foul, I think, there on Markell Johnson. He's being replaced. He just had checked in.
Balls need to get a shot off pretty quick here, 3.9 seconds. So Gibbons shot up, no good, and they'll go to the half. Balls trail 21-18. We'll take a little break. Figure up some stats, come back, recap the first half, and get ready for the second right here on Classic Country 90.9 on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District. Natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
It's a new year with new goals and plenty of New Year's resolutions. It's a great time to take a look at your monthly expenses and just do a reset. First Capital Insurance in Lineville could be a great place to start. First Capital Insurance works with several insurance companies to find the plan that fits your needs and your budget. The phone number for First Capital Insurance is 256-396-2131, and they're located at 575 College Street in Lineville. First Capital Insurance is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
Tires are an investment, and you can extend the life of your tires with proper alignment. Highway 9 Tire in Lineville now has a calibrated four-post alignment rack for front and rear alignments. This all-new alignment rack works on the newest models and even the antique cars. The phone number for Highway 9 Tire is 256-396-3040. They also offer a full-time mechanic to keep you rolling down the road. Highway 9 Tire is also your local Exmark dealer and is proud to support Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. This is the Coosa Valley Wound Care Halftime Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 as we are at the half as the ball trail 21-18 to the Mumford Lions. Coach Herring's been working on some stats. Coach Wing shares some stats at how the Vols trail 21-18 here at the half.
Well, Mumford got off to a slow start, but really caught fire there in the second period, outscoring the Vols 13-7 in the second quarter. And when you look at the stats of this game, turnovers, each team with 10. Clay Central forced some turnovers early in the game with their full court pressure when Mumford was facing inbound situations. And then I think a lot of the Clay Central turnovers has come from the very aggressive 2-3 defense that the Lions are playing, making it very difficult and turned it into a perimeter game, actually. Vols are having to do most of their damage on the perimeter. But when you look at the rebounds, Mumford with a 20-13 lead, and that's primarily because they have really hammered the Vols on their offensive boards. A lot of putbacks, a lot of easy baskets, and a lot of baskets in the paint for Mumford offensively here tonight. So they've owned the paint in this first half. And when you look at the scoring for the Volunteers, Coach Josh Giddens got to do something here at halftime, try to get a little balance. Right now, Soap Gibbons has scored 14 of the Volunteers' 18 points. So he's got to get somebody else involved offensively. And when you look at Mumford, Kadeem Mosley with 6 points, all those on putback. So that's just one example how they've owned the offensive boards tonight. So a lot of work to be done in the second half for the Volunteers.
Coach, thank you for bringing us that. Vols trail 21-18. And I would say we got a special guest, but we don't have a guest. We that's the first time that's happened in a long time.
And he sure ain't special.
Yeah. But now we've got – he's one of us. We've got – Tommy Woods been in here taking in this senior night and this game. But
we've shot lights out, man.
Yeah, we shot the lights out. That may be the best thing, the way we were shooting it there in a second. We may need some adjustment there, and I think Coach Giddens is probably doing that. But Tommy, what good to have you on here with us a little bit. It's been
a while
since me and you've been on together.
Yeah, for real.
A lot of people may not know. I mean, you are a big part of the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network, and also Classic Country 90.9. And a lot of people may not know, and you may not can even tell them what all you do. But you are a big part of what we do. Just speak to that a little bit.
Well, I mean, basically, when the station got started, we were able to work with Mr. Perryman very closely to find places that we could set up the studio, set up the antennas, the way that could work. Of course, he's a super guy and knows how to do all this stuff. But basically, I just introduced him to folks around Clay County that we felt like could, help us in that journey of getting this station on the air. So that's the big thing now. Still working a lot in sales and working with some of our sponsors and making sure that they're taken care of and trying to, Heath Bone and I are out, talking to folks daily and trying to see if we can, bring others on to help sponsor the station and be a part of it, because it's an exciting time for us. So we look forward to being, a part of the station and doing what we can to take it to even higher levels. So we still do a lot of sales and stuff every month, and you'll hear me doing commercials and all that good stuff here and there. So that's what I do on the station side of it. So I still got plenty of other things going on, but that's the station part.
Well, it's amazing. We've been back on, a little over 6 months?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
And it feels like, I mean, in a good way, mm-hmm. It feels like 6 years. But so far, I mean, so many things, so many additions have been added.
Right.
The streaming services, we're streaming basketball, we're streaming football, plan to be streaming baseball. And they're not just on, covering on radio. All the many different things that you mentioned, the Radio Alabama family being connected to them, and Mr. Perryman gives us all the tools to do the things that we need to do for Clay County.
Absolutely, and I mean, the biggest thing about it is he is a community-minded owner, and that's the thing about it is he wants to be a part of the community, and he wants everything as local as possible. It starts, of course, every morning, with Coach and friends and the three-point stance and the things that we're able to bring you live programming every day, and that's a cool part of it where people can start their day with us. And but the biggest thing is to focus on these students and highlight these guys, and a lot of folks focus on, hey, we're going to take care of football, but there's some guys out here playing basketball, two and three nights a week. They deserve our recognition. Girls goals as well. You know, and when you talk about baseball and softball, so many activities that the school is involved in, and we want to be instrumental in taking Clay Central and making it, you know, you hear the term brand a lot when they talk about, you know, these college football programs. We want Clay Central to be a brand that is recognized around the state, and we want to be, have a hand in making it, you know, bigger and better every way.
And Tommy, you, Rusty talking about all the things that have been improvised since August, and in 6 months' time. Just think where we'll be 6 more months from now.
That's it. I mean, you know, man, honestly, and you know, where we are right now, talking to Mr. Perryman a while back, this is where we hoped we would be at year one, and we've done it in half a year. And so feeling good about the direction we're going. And, you know, and as we always like to say, if there's businesses and organizations out there that want to get behind us and take this station, you know, to the next level and make sure all these guys get the coverage they deserve in these high school games and really just make the station very special for Clay County, then we want you to jump on board and you can get in touch with me or Heath Bone, and we'll try to make it work for you.
Well, you mentioned all the things we've done, covered basket, a lot of basketball, more to cover.
Yeah.
We'll be covering area tournaments next week. We've covered volleyball. We covered a little bit of volleyball. We covered a few cross-country meets.
Absolutely. That's fun.
That's always fun, which is interesting. And football, and still got baseball and softball to come, and who knows what else.
Absolutely.
Down the road. So we appreciate Mr. Perryman and all the people at Radio Alabama giving us the tools and opportunity to do it, and we're glad to be a part of it. And thank you for taking a couple minutes. Let's take a break and get ready for the second half. You've been hearing myself, Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Tommy Wood. We've also got Coach Chris Heron and Heath Bone here doing the streaming live from Central High School of Clay County.
Coosa Valley Wound Care Center offers specialized medical care for wound management. Nurse practitioner Quincy Leach and his team at Coosa Valley Wound Care Center is equipped with advanced resources to address a range of wound types and provides comprehensive care aimed at promoting healing and recovery. Located in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Wound Care Center is integrated into the larger Coosa Valley Health Network, which delivers a range of health services to local communities. Additional details are available online at cvhealth.net.
Honey's Home Cooking. The sound of that probably takes you back to your mom's special dish or those meals at Grandma's house. A meal at Honey's Cafe may not cause you to spend hours in the kitchen, but it tastes just like you did. Located at 60 Park South in Lionville, Honey's Cafe features meats and vegetables that are cooked fresh each morning. Open Sunday through Friday from 10:30 to 2. Their phone number is 256-396-9101. Honey's Cafe is proud to bring you volunteer athletics on the Clay Central Sports Network.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Sassy's Convenience Store. All your food and fuel needs are at Sassy's Convenience Store in Lionville.
We welcome you back. Mumford with the basketball. They get it inbounded. B.J. Anderson there holding a three-point lead over the Volunteers here to start the second half. They get it down to Caden Mosley. Mosley out to Lathan Stevens. That's on the elbow. Stevens' shot no good. I think that may be one thing there. Simmons goes up and gets that rebound. He got in foul trouble earlier, Coach. Kind of hurt us down on the block.
Yeah, and that's why Mumford went to the goal with it.
And Kevin Cherry drains a three, and we're back tied up at 21.
Yeah, it didn't take long to equalize this game.
Big shot there from Cherry. And looks like, Coach, just looking at the eyes, I think there's a little more focus in the Volunteers here coming out of the halftime. Stevens with a good move, shot up by Stevens, high off the glass, and it's good.
Well, one thing that hasn't changed is Mumford is still attacking the rim.
Newell went for the steal, didn't get it, and gave we didn't step up after he did, and he gets a free lane to the basket. Gibbons down to Cherry. Cherry's jumper in down by halfway down and came back out. There was an elbow thrown
like
by number 32, Kate.
Mosley looked like Kate he threw Mosley. An elbow, which should be a violation.
There's a spin move, and Gibbons with the rebound. Over to Newell on the left wing. Newell down to Gibbons. Gibbons, runner, no good, fight for the rebound. Mosley came down with it, but his foot was on the baseline, Coach.
Yeah, and right now we're still struggling trying to get a good shot. Very aggressive is this line defense.
We get it down to Cherry. Cherry go up, missed the shot. Rebound by Simmons. Simmons goes back up, and he's fouled. Shot don't go, but he'll go line shooting too.
I'd like to see Simmons be a little more physical with the ball there.
23-21. Chance to possibly tie if he can make both of these. He misses the first. Six 16 to go in the third. Ball trail by two, 23-21. He makes the second. 1 point lead here for the Lions. 23-22. They get it inbounded up to Joshua Smith. Smith drives all the way to the basket and lays it up and in. We got to get them cut off, Coach. We're giving them lanes all the way to the basket.
Well, we're letting them go. They're attacking the rim, and we don't have people stepping in.
Like we think we're going to block the shot from behind. Caden Glenn was clearly fouled right there. Now, I had a great look at that, and he was fouled right on the hand. It's hard to hit a three-pointer with it on the hand.
Well, and
the back of the hand.
So Gibbons got that rebound, and on the putback, he was fouled by Joshua Smith. So we got Gibbons at the line for a couple.
Gibbons misses the first. .549 to go in the third. Ball's trailed by three, 25-22.
Gibbons with 14 points in that first half. One of his, probably his best half offensively all year.
Gibbons makes the second. Lead back down to two for the Lions, 25-23. Johnson with the basketball is guarded by Gibbons. Johnson looks to drive, throws it over in the corner to Shaw. Shaw almost lost it, throws it all the way out to Anderson. Anderson over to Latham Stevens. Stevens looks down low, gets it down low. And there's a good basket, up and good, by Markell Johnson.
Johnson's first basket of this game.
And they're back up by four. Gibbons open three-point look, and he drains it.
Well, that's one way to beat a zone is to shoot the ball well from outside.
27-26. Ball's fighting back. We've got a good one here. And there's a steal by Gibbons. Gibbons goes, shot's blocked, but the putback by Zion Ewell's good, and the balls are on top, 28-27.
Yeah, you had two defenders ran after Gibbons, and that left Newell open.
There's a drive and picked up his dribble, throws it back out to Anderson.
Volunteers putting a lot of pressure on the ball, but we've got to be ready to help when they drive. And
there
here
goes
Anderson.
Anderson with a drive, and we do try to step up and help. They get it out to Mosley. Mosley's rebound, no good, but tips the shot back up and good.
That was B.J. Anderson tipping that in.
And the Lions back on top by 129-28, 4:20 to go in the third. Cherry's jumper no good. Rebound number 22, Markell Johnson.
They're doing a good job keeping us to one shot.
B.J. Anderson with the basketball, bringing it across the timeline, guarded by Zion Ewell. Anderson. And they get it down to Mosley. Mosley on the elbow, and he loses it.
Mosley got tangled there and lost the ball.
Mosley will be substituted for now. It's like number 10 coming in, DeMario Hales. Also going out, B.J. Anderson here. I see 15 Calvin Castleberry back in. Taylor Boyd gets it down to Kevin Cherry. Back out to Boyd for the open three-point look. That shot's no good. Rebound to Calvin Castleberry in the Lions. Lions on top by one, 29-28. Up to Johnson. Johnson looks to drive. Runner, good. We're just not stepping up and stopping the basketball. We're allowing them to get too far.
And we're letting them go too easy as well on their drive.
There's a kickball by Lathan Stevens. They're looking to get it to Soap Gibbons in the corner. But you're right. They're getting by us too easy up top.
And I think one reason they are is we're trying to strip. We're trying to use our hands more than we are our feet. And they're getting by us to set up those tough situations.
So Gibbons with an open three-point look, and he drains it. Soap is hot tonight.
He is. That's 2 3-pointers in the third quarter.
And it's a good thing. And Coach Easley wants a timeout. We're tied at 31s. He takes his Poultry South timeout. We'll take it with him right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Honey's Home Cooking. The sound of that probably takes you back to your mom's special dish or those meals at Grandma's house. A meal at Honey's Cafe may not cause you to spend hours in the kitchen, but it tastes just like you did. Located at 60 Park South in Lionville, Honey's Cafe features meats and vegetables that are cooked fresh each morning. Open Sunday through Friday from 10:30 to 2. Their phone number is 256-396-9101. Honey's Cafe is proud to bring you volunteer athletics on the Clay Central Sports Network.
Buying a new automobile is an investment. You want to find exactly what you're looking for. At Hill Auto Sales, you're not tied down to a specific make, model, or color. If you don't see it on the lot, see Kevin Hill, Jeff Colbert, or Tim Carroll, and they'll search high and low to find the car, truck, or SUV just for you. Hill Auto Sales is located in the heart of Lionville. They're open Monday through Friday, and the website is buyfromhill.com. The phone number is 256-396-1100. Hill Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
We welcome you back here. Tie score, 31-31, 3:11 to go here in the third, and the Mumford Lions with the basketball.
And Rusty, so quietly, has 5 3-pointers here tonight.
They get the ball on the left elbow down to number 15, Castleberry, and it's going to be thrown away.
That ball went out of Hale's hand over there on that far side.
Not many turnovers for the Lions, but that could be a big one right there.
Well, it gives the Volunteers a chance to take the lead right here.
Braxton Young will bring the ball up the floor. Gibbons over on the wing. They get it down to Cherry. Cherry kicks it back to Taylor Boyd. Boyd. And that Boyd stepped on the baseline.
Well, actually, what happened, he drove the baseline and was making a pass to the opposite corner, and the ball hit on the line
when he threw it. Went to bounce, pass it across to Gibbons in the corner. And they get the ball inbound. Bringing it up is B.J. Anderson. Anderson. There's a steal by Braxton Young. Young up to Cherry. Cherry, jump stop, shot short, no good. Fight for the rebound, tipped out, and that'll be with the Lions.
Yeah, Whetstone was trying to tip it around, and it went on out of bounds. Mumford will side inbound it now and have to go 90 feet with it.
Is Caden Bennett come in for Kevin Cherry here with 2:19 to go in the third. We're knotted at 31. Get the ball back to B.J. Anderson, and they'll bring it up the floor. Anderson, a junior, a good player. Over to Mosley. Mosley also a junior. They get it over in the corner. That's number 10. He fires up the three. Braxton Young, good block out and rebound there.
Yeah, smallest man on the floor comes out of there with it.
Done a good job blocking his man out, and then when the ball came off the rim, going and getting it. The ball almost turned over, but Whetstone gets it, and he's fouled.
Looked like Anderson may have got him.
Anderson went to swat that, and it is on Anderson. That'll send Damari Whetstone to the line with a chance for the ball to regain the lead.
Only one foul on Anderson, though.
But that's only 3 team fouls, no fouls yet in this period on the Volunteers. Whetstone real short on the free throw.
Looked like he short armed that one.
It did.
Never got it to the rim. Every point's critical here in this 31-31 game.
For sure. Whetstone shoots the second one. Over a compensated and hit off a back rim. Missed them both, and we're still tied at 31. B.J. Anderson with the basketball. Anderson guarded by Taylor Boyd. Anderson now guarded by Caden Glenn. Out to number 15, Calvin Castleberry. As it's passed down low, Anderson forces up a shot, rebound to Whetstone. Good defensive possession that time, in my opinion, for the Volunteers.
Yeah, a lot of congestion there in the paint that time.
Glenn out to Boyd. Boyd to Braxton Young. And we almost turned it over, but there's Whetstone. Whetstone going up strong, lays it up and in. The ball's back on top, 33-30. Good strong move that time by Whetstone.
The ball's doing a good job using their flasher to the high post and then working their offense off of that initial pass.
B.J. Anderson brings it up. Anderson, good
move. Great move. Great move.
And they're going to call a block and the shot good.
That was a terrific move by B.J. Anderson. A little jab step to the left, and then he went to the right and powered it in. And we'll be at the foul line.
We're back tied up, and they have a chance to take the lead. And Anderson makes the free throw. 34-33, 1-point lead here for Mumford.
Mumford getting some guys some rest right here. Trust checks in. Shaw. Vols have one possession here if they choose to take one shot.
Young walks it up. Back out to Taylor Boyd. Boyd to Braxton Young. Back to Taylor Boyd. Open three-point shot. No good. Whetstone kicks it back out to Glenn. Glenn fires up a three. It's no good. And we'll go to the fourth. A couple of good shots there to close out the third. And well, hang on, we got a foul call. I guess it was not a shooting foul.
Or maybe they're going to put some time back on the 3/10 of a second.
Well, that's going to benefit us.
Well, we need to remember, if it's 3/10, we can't get a shot. It has to be a tip.
Well, it's their ball. They got
to
go.
They're giving it to us.
Okay, well, yeah, that's right. Well, all we can do is tip it. And well, I don't know what we did that for. We had to throw that one up at the basket.
At least no gamble, good. You know.
That's where we'll go the half. 34-33, Vols trail by one. We'll take a quick break, total up some stats, come back, and get ready for the fourth right here on Classic Country 90.9.
A good coach will tell you that defense wins championships. When it comes to flu season, a good defense can help keep the flu from invading your home. The drugstore now features grab-and-go flu defense kits with essential flu meds and supplies. Have a college student in your home? These are perfect for taking back to school. The phone number to the drugstore is 256-354-3784. Located next to the Clay County Hospital, where your health is their main concern. The drugstore, proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Fourth quarter action is brought to you by Honey's Cafe. Your favorite Southern-style cooking is at Honey's Cafe in Lineville.
We come back, and there's the alley-oop dunk. That one's jammed down, and the ball's back on top, 35-34. Coach, share some stats with us.
Well, the game is equal in all categories. Five turnovers to three. The Volunteers had the five. They out-rebounded us by one, so we've evened that, and now we've got a double foul called here.
Yeah, we had two shoves. That's going to be Lathan Stevens and also Soap Gibbons. Some shirt pulling and some shoving.
And then we should go to the possession arrow, which belongs to Montford.
Ball inbound to Dinerson. Ball's on top, 35-34, 7:33 to go. Anderson picks up his dribble. Gets it out to number 21, Joshua Smith. Smith guarded by Kevin Cherry. Good move there, but it's blocked by Simmons. Good move to the basket, but Simmons blocked that one from behind.
And it came back in the hands of B.J. Anderson.
Anderson with the basketball, guarded by Soap Gibbons. We're trying to guard them way too far out, in my opinion, with them getting by us so often. There's a ball stolen away, and there's Kevin Cherry. And Cherry jams it down with a left hand.
He got his feet set so that he could do it, and the crowd loved that one.
Something about doing it with a left hand looks a little different too, Coach. And the ball's back on top by three and getting some momentum here with two dunks.
Well, let's see if that can be a momentum changer.
They get it to Mosley. Ball stolen away. And Coach Josh Giddens is going to call a timeout there trying to save the possession. As he takes this poacher's half timeout, the balls will have the basketball. They take a full timeout. We'll take it with them, right here on this poacher's half timeout right here on Classic Country 90.9. Volunteer basketball on the Southern Union State Community College Play Central Sports Network.
From sleek modern kitchens to timeless classic styles, Integrity Cabinets has the perfect solution for every home. Their custom cabinets are designed to fit unique needs and tastes, ensuring every detail is perfect. Integrity Cabinets, where quality meets integrity, building something amazing together. The phone number is 256-354-1431, and their website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets, sponsoring the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
Legal troubles got you down? Whether it's a DUI, a divorce, juvenile matters, real estate closings, civil lawsuits, or estate planning, the Law Office of Tyler Sims brings experience, compassion, and results to your legal battles, helping you navigate life's toughest challenges. Phone 256-396-2182 or online at sims.law. The Law Office of Tyler Sims, the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Welcome back. Zion Newell, open three-point shot, no good. Hits nothing. Stevens gets the backside rebound. 6:12 to go. Anderson with the basketball, lob down low. Zion Newell, good job deflecting that pass and tipping it out to Gibbons. And Gibbons is fouled by about three players.
They can choose which one they want this foul on.
He just elbowed Soap Gibbons in the face and don't do nothing right in front, moving him out of the way after the ball. Now I got to see what they're going to call here.
It's just going to be one common foul on number 32.
After the foul. See if Gibbons can get his composure here.
Yeah, it looked like some things went on there after the play.
Oh, they definitely did.
But the official stepped in quickly.
Gibbons makes the first free throw. Ball's back on top by four. And Coach Easley realizing probably, I don't know the foul total on Mosley, but he also could see the not wanting to lose Mosley right now.
Actually, that was his first foul.
So we know Wayne's getting him out. He saw what we saw. Gibbons made them both. Ball's on top, 39-34, 5:58 to go.
Well, right now, Mumford getting in a situation where they have got to have a basket.
Anderson with a basketball, almost a steal by Newell.
They Volunteers doing a better job cutting off those driving lanes.
Smith back to Shaw, over to Stevens. Stevens has the shot blocked, and we throw it away. Try to get going too quick there. Back out to Anderson. 5:15 to go, Vols lead 39-34. Anderson with the basketball. Anderson looks to gets it down there to Castleberry. Castleberry handoff. Three-point shot, no good. Kevin Cherry with the rebound.
Well, I think when you force them out for those shots, that's not what they really want.
That was Smith on the three, and then there's Shaw. And a steal on the other end by Gibbons. Gibbons looks down low to Calvin. Simmons lays it up and in. That was threading the needle by Soap Gibbons. And Coach Easy wants a timeout, and the balls are on top by 7. 41-34, 4:37 to go. As they take this Poultry South timeout, we'll take it with them right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Hey, Vols fans, you know, Classic Country 90.9 is a non-commercial radio station, which means we can't air regular advertising that contains calls to action or language suggesting you should purchase something. Meaning, we have to state more facts rather than use a lot of adjectives and verbs to convey messages. Even what you're hearing right now isn't considered an advertisement, it's a message. And this message is clear. Toyota of Sylacauga, work the drive and they'll prove it. We can say that because it's their tagline. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 Volunteer Basketball as the Vols have come alive here to start the fourth, and they lead 41-34, trailing starting the fourth.
Well, an 8-0 run here in the fourth quarter has got a little separation. 7-point lead now for the Vols.
4:30 to go as Anderson walks the ball up the floor. Anderson almost traveled right there. He picked his dribble up and didn't get the ball out of his hand. Not sure he didn't, to be honest with you.
You know, Mumford does not have a three-pointer in this game, and they continue to attack the basket.
Anderson looks like he got by with a shove but misses the lay-in. Looked like he got separation with the forearm.
Yeah, he got loose. That's the first driving lane they've had in several possessions.
Gibbons going to sit out here and dribble it out if they're not going to come out and close out on him. Cherry back out to Gibbons. Gibbons back out to Glenn. 3:50. Back to Glenn. Gibbons lost the handle on it. Gets it back. 3:45. Get it out to Glenn. Back out to Gibbons. Gibbons gets it out to Glenn. Glenn drives. Runner no good. Rebound. Calvin Simmons goes up. Doesn't finish, but he's fouled.
Good job by Calvin.
41-34. Let's see if we can. 8 points we led early was the biggest lead of the night.
That foul on Anderson, his second, sends Simmons to the line.
Largest lead by either team. Simmons misses the first. 3:30 to go. Ball's up 41-34.
Simmons 1-for-3 at the free throw line.
He missed them both. Rebound to Castleberry. Two big opportunities there. Neither one of them go. And Lions back with the basketball, but the time is ticking away. 3:20 to go. Anderson, and they're going to call a block on Glenn.
Yeah, Caden Glenn up too far under the basket, I think, on that. It's another good move by Anderson.
Anderson to go to the line shooting twos. The shot does not go. 3:14 to go here. Ball's lead by 7, 41-34. Anderson's been pretty good from a free throw line, hasn't he, Coach?
Anderson is 3-for-4. Make it 3-for-5.
Well, it worked.
He's 3-for-5 right now.
I don't think we can make it work again, but 3:14.
Speaking of B.J. Anderson, he has a quick first step. And they set
in the
lane.
That's not going to count.
Yeah, that was a lane violation on Mumford, and it took away the made free throw by Anderson.
Does that count as a miss against the
shooter? It counts as a miss because they had the shot granted to them, and it's taken away.
And it counts against the shooter.
Yeah.
We need
another stat man to answer that one. I know it would be a team
there's
miss.
A steal by Stevens. We hustle back, though, and he had a layup, and he kind of slowed things down. Clock under 3 minutes, 2:50, and we're leading by seven.
Well, they're being patient, still looking to drive.
Where's the steal? Newell on the breakaway. Newell, good move right there. To lays it up and in, and the ball's the largest lead of the night, 9-43-34.
Yeah, Mumford's gone several trips and come up empty here, and it's got them in a 9-point hole.
Have they not scored in the fourth?
They have not scored in this quarter.
2:25 to go, 2:22 to go, and they've yet to score. They need nine. We're doing a much better job keeping them out of the paint. There's a three-pointer fired up. And Steele down there. They get the rebound, but Gibbons steals it away from number 21, Joshua Smith.
Yeah, you made a good point. The key here is we're not letting them get to the basket quite as often.
Gibbons guarded by Smith. Gibbons going to take it all the way to the basket, and he's fouled. Fouled by Stevens. Latham Stevens fouls him 154. That'll put Gibbons at the line shooting two and a chance to extend it to a double-digit lead.
Gibbons 4-for-6 tonight from the line.
Gibbons with a real big night, and he makes the first. Gibbons over 20.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, he's
well over 20.
Has 5 threes.
27, 24.
Three. Going for.
He made both free throws.
His biggest night of the year offensively as far as point total.
Good to see him get it going for sure. On senior night, the line's been fighting hard. There's a steal by Stevens, or by Simmons, and he's fouled.
Castleberry had the ball stripped and then committed a foul.
Is that the fifth foul?
No. It's only two. Oh, you talking about team fouls?
Yes.
That's yeah.
Yeah, so that's going to put Simmons at the line shooting two.
Calvin just went 0-for-2 on his last trip.
And he makes the first. 46-34. Looks like the Vols are going to get a big victory, but you got to give Coach Easley and the Lions credit, Coach. They have fought hard and played a very good game and pushed the balls hard tonight.
No question.
Kind of went cold, and Simmons makes them both. They went cold in here in the fourth when they needed it most. And the Vols got things going. Over to number 22, that's Johnson. Johnson's drive to the basket, no good. Simmons with a rebound. Simmons getting a lot of rebounds here in the fourth as well.
Yeah, his presence in this fourth quarter has been huge for the Volunteers.
Over to Glenn. Glenn back over to Braxton Young. Braxton Young to Kevin Cherry, top of the key. Over to Caden Glenn. Glenn, a fire up a three-pointer, no good. He was really hoping Glenn had hit that. We're needing Glenn to find the shot.
Yeah, he's having trouble. He hasn't scored in this game.
Some substitutions here as we see number 5, Trenton Stringfellow, also number 23, Camden Truss, entering the game, as well as DeMario Hales. Stevens with a basketball. Under a minute to go. Ball's lead 47-34, 13 points after trailing to start the fourth. Stevens thought about the three. Caden Glenn stepped out on him. We're going to get a whistle. That's 3 seconds, Cole. Cole is, I think, number 32. Caden Mosley was camped out down there.
When's the last time that you saw a team play a game and not have a three-point make in that game? It's been a while.
It's been a while, Coach.
Well, right now, Mumford does not have one.
And that is definitely not. But, you know, they shot a lot of threes the first time we played them. But they've kind of changed their game, and
they do a good job in the paint, that's for sure. It kept them in here. It kept them in this game for three quarters.
Well, Coach, and you talk about the area they're playing and the toughness of it. It's probably made them improve their game.
No question.
And, they can challenge those teams we're talking about. Braxton Young just going to hold it if they're going to let him. 30 seconds. nobody's going to close out on him. We'll sit out there and run the clock.
Yeah, with a 13-point deficit or lead, there's not a whole lot the defense can do here.
Young back out to Caden Glenn. Glenn down to Damian Boyd. Back to Taylor. And Taylor almost throws it away. Number 10, DeMario Hales, has it but could not handle it. 4 seconds to go. Vols are going to get a big victory here to end the regular season on senior night. They'll be inbound into basketball and should run the clock out as they throw it in the backcourt, and they will. Volunteers will win 47-34. We'll take a quick break, come back, recap this Volunteer win. There's a Volunteer sweep, Volunteer girls, Volunteer boys on senior night right here on Classic Country 90.9.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs, as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District. Natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
It's a new year with new goals and plenty of New Year's resolutions. It's a great time to take a look at your monthly expenses and just do a reset. First Capital Insurance in Lineville could be a great place to start. First Capital Insurance works with several insurance companies to find the plan that fits your needs and your budget. The phone number for First Capital Insurance is 256-396-2131, and they're located at 575 College Street in Lineville. First Capital Insurance is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
This is the Marble City Urology Post-Game Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here for the post-game show. The Volunteers pick up a big victory, 47-34. The Vols win, Coach. Share some stats that Coach Herron's worked hard putting together here to throughout the game.
Well, first of all, Rusty, the biggest stat in this game, Mumford had 34 points after the third quarter. And then at the end of the game, they still had 34. So they did not score in the fourth quarter, not one point. Now, Coach Leon Stevens here can't believe that stat. looking at the stats, Coach Herron kept, as Rusty mentioned, Mumford actually out-rebounded the Volunteers tonight by five, and most of that damage came on the offensive end, and most of it came in the first half. And the Volunteers committed 18 turnovers, 17 for Mumford. And when you look at the scoring, individual scoring in this game, you'd have to look no further than Soap Gibbons. He ended his career here probably in this gym with 25 points tonight, 25 of the 47 points that the Vols scored. And Calvin Simmons had a good night. He finished with 9. Kevin Cherry had 7 points. Zion Newell chipped in 4, and Damari Whetstone had 2 points. Mumford a little bit better balance. They had B.J. Anderson with 9. They had Joshua Smith and Caden Mosley with 6 each, and Lathan Stevens had 5 tonight. But that big fourth quarter on the defensive end, or the Volunteers cut off the lines from driving, took away their offense. They're not a three-point team. In fact, tonight they had 0 three-pointers. But the fourth quarter defense, the difference in this game, holding them to 0 points.
Big victory for the Volunteers here on senior night. Girls also got a victory. We want to quickly share with you about next week. The area tournament, we'll be planning to cover those area tournaments right here on Classic Country 90.9. Well, air time is projected 4:25. It'll be the planned air time for the girls game on Monday. Both games will be played on Monday, by the way, as the Volunteer girls will be taking on Shelby County in Briarwood. So they'll be traveling to Briarwood to take on, and then on immediately following that, there'll be a little break, and then we're going to get on the road to Sylacauga as the Volunteer boys will be taking on Briarwood in Sylacauga, and then we'll be covering that game. So two big games. We're planning to cover both of them, and we're hoping not to miss anything. We're going to do the best we can. It's hard to be at two places at the same time, but the girls' game scheduled for 4:30, the boys' game scheduled for 7:30. We're going to do everything we can to bring both of them to you right here on Classic Country 90.9 in the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Coach Weems, you got anything as we get ready to close out?
Well, you know, it's good to end the regular season with a win and head off into the area tournament. And you know that to me, all the years I spent in coaching, the game with the most pressure all season is the first game of the area tournament. Because if you don't win it, your season is over.
It's one and done from that point on.
If you win it, you're assured of playing at least two more games. But that one game is so much pressure. You have got to win it or it's over.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate all of you listening, however you listen, however you followed us right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. For Heath Bone, Coach Herring, Coach Jerry Weems, this is Rusty Taylor. Until next time, God bless and go Vols. What's up, man?
You've been listening to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network, presented by First Bank of Alabama, Alta Point Health, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Central Alabama Community College, Radio Alabama Sports, and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Sponsored by Frank's Point of View, First State Bank, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Don's Pawn and Jewelry, Integrity Cabinets, Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Sassy's Convenience Store, Honey's Cafe, Poultry South, Blair's Family Farm and Market, Atkinson Homes, Benhody Experience Foundation, Hill Auto Sales, First Capital Insurance, Matthews Meat Market, Buddy's Sports Country, Clay County Economic Development Council, Piggly Wiggly of Ashland and Lineville, Highway 9 Tire, Farmhouse and Company, and Ashland Auto Parts. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.